This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Closing arguments are underway in Sean Diddy Combs' federal sex trafficking trial. U.S. Attorney Christy Slavik delivered prosecutor's statement in about 6 hours Thursday, reminding the jury of the testimony they heard and clarifying what they want jurors to focus on in their deliberations. Sean Combs is charged with racketeering and 2 counts each of sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution. The final 2 counts are fairly straightforward, but Slavik spent a considerable amount of time explaining how their evidence proves the remaining 3. Slavik broke down Combs' alleged criminal enterprise for the first time today. Slavik refers to Chief of Staff Christina Corum as Combs' most loyal lieutenant, who knew what he was doing at all times and even responded to texts using his phone. Slavik says Combs' security guards, D-Rock, Uncle Polly, Fahim Muhammad, and Roger Bonds were also major players who were at Combs' side for some of the most violent and threatening acts. Slavik finally mentions foot soldiers, young and eager assistants who never batted an eye when instructed to do something by Combs, Corum, or a security guard, even when it meant facilitating a crime. Slavik reminded the jury that they must only find that Combs Enterprise participated in 2 predicate acts or crimes for Combs to be guilty of racketeering. She goes down a long list of crimes they presented evidence of, giving an overview of the testimony associated with each. Drug distribution. Combs' assistants helped him obtain drugs, which Combs then passed to others, including Jane and Cassie. Kidnapping. Combs forced Cassie Ventura to stay in a hotel while the injuries he caused healed. Combs made Capricorn Clark accompany him to Kid Cudi's house when he arrived at her apartment with a gun. Even prior to that, Combs' security guard held Clark against her will until she passed a polygraph, threatening to throw her in the East River if she failed. Arson. Slavik asserts that while there is no direct evidence tying Combs to Kid Cudi's car bombing, it's no coincidence that Combs threatened to blow up the car, and just a few weeks later, the car was blown up. Bribery. Christina Corum helped Combs secure the deletion of the Intercontinental Hotel security footage, knowing he could be charged with assault if the footage was taken to law enforcement. Witness tampering. Combs worked with Christina Corum and security guard D-Rock to try to get to Jane and former assistant Mia before law enforcement. Slavik finally argues that the alleged sex trafficking of Cassie and Jane can also be considered predicate acts. Slavik makes it absolutely clear that the jury only needs to determine if Jane and Cassie were coerced into participating in just 1 freak-off or hotel night. Slavik acknowledges that both women agreed to try the arrangement at the beginning of their relationships, and it's likely that not all of them were the product of force, fraud, or coercion, but it's quite clear that some of them were. Slavik also points out that the law does not require Jane or Cassie to have explicitly said no to Combs or try to escape to be sex trafficking victims. Today, the defense will have their turn for closing arguments. If their statement is anything like their case in chief, the jury may be deliberating this afternoon. Will Combs' fate be decided by this weekend? For Nancy and her expert panel's opinion, be sure to tune in to Crime Stories on Dr. Phil's Merritt Street Media at 7 and midnight Eastern, or listen on your favorite podcast app. More crime and justice news after this. The FBI has announced a reward of up to $10,000 for assistance in locating a California woman who vanished in January and is suspected to be a sex trafficking victim. Heaven Desiree McGee, 21, has been missing since January 20th. Her mother last saw her on the 17th in Oakland. She was then seen in Stockton on January 20th, and she also has ties to San Jose. Oakland Detective Bradley Side says, "We know that someone in the area saw something, whatever the detail is, however small it is, could aid us in our investigation." According to the FBI, McGee has several distinctive tattoos. These include the words Aaron Pryor above a red rose located below her left collarbone and unknown words above both her left and right collarbones. She also has at least 4 butterfly tattoos on her chest and sternum, possible Chinese characters on her left forearm just above her wrist, and the words Darius III on her right posterior forearm. McGee's mother spoke during an FBI and Oakland police press conference, vowing to never stop searching until McGee is found.
Me and the rest of the family will be highly appreciative of the person who leads me to my daughter's whereabouts. I thank you for listening. I thank you for caring. Also, I would like to thank you in advance for your time, your support, and your effort relevant to networking and locating my daughter. Once again, thank you to Oakland and the surrounding cities at large for all your help in regards to helping me find my baby Heaven.
Heaven McGee is African American, 5 feet tall, and weighs about 140 pounds. She has brown eyes and black hair and was last seen in a white jacket and brown pants. Anyone with information should contact the FBI at 1-800-225-5324 or call Oakland Police at 510-238-3641. For the latest crime and justice news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.